Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yesterday morning, with the game in Spain, an atrocious pass interference called against the Miami Dolphins defense. Or last night, another call, an atrocious call, ruining the game between two of the best teams in the NFC, the Lions. I mean, I don't know what Sirianni is thinking, by the way, going for that. You saw that, BT? Mm-hmm. Going for a first down in his own territory on fourth down. The Lions were able to stop him. They get the ball, kick the field goal. Then should have had the chance to get the ball back, but then that horrific pass interference call. It's ruining these games. I'm not sure if arms flailing or refs thinking they're seeing content. You got to let them play, especially down the stretch here. It ruined great drama and an otherwise very good football game when you end it on a call like that.
We've been complaining about this forever. Maybe it's a little bit more noisy now because there's more outlets to complain about some of the indiscretions with the officiating. But I thought yesterday was a pretty fun day. You know, that Bucks-Bills game was wild. Yeah. Josh Allen was phenomenal. Baker was pretty good as well. Obviously, the Bears with a late comeback. You had Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, and we'll see what happens there. I don't know what the hell happened to the Chargers losing 35-6 to the Jaguars. The Rams in Seattle, two teams we've been giving a lot of love to. Two-point game out there. So I hear you. The inconsistencies are crazy, frustrating.
The pass interference specifically. Yeah, yesterday was a good day. How about my Broncos? The 4 o'clock game window was incredible. Just the exact opposite of a week ago. You had three good 4 o'clock games. Well, I shouldn't say good. The Ravens-Browns wasn't good, aesthetically pleasing, but it was at least a tight game. Rams and Seahawks, and then you had the Chiefs and Broncos, which was a very good football game. But the idea that these games can be ruined on what last night, that can't happen. It's Sunday Night Football, Eagles-Lions. Lions about to get the ball back here, and you call that Bush League in a PI call, that phantom PI call? Come on.
I don't know. I agree, by the way. That was horrendous. I just don't know what to make of the Eagles, man. I mean, you know, you watch them on a week-to-week basis, and you look up. It's midway through the second quarter. They got no points. They got 3 points. It's crazy. I mean, now we're at a point, just to kind of stretch this out, because you're not wrong, these calls stink. Just to stretch it out a little bit, just a general NFL conversation. I mean, yeah, you say you're Broncos, you've been riding them, and you've been right so far, and I keep resisting. Bo Nix played really well in the second half here. I'm not sure about him, but he at least quieted some critics. But there's a chance now, and you'd have to think that it's fairly decent, that the Chiefs don't make the playoffs.
Well, come on. I mean, I still think they're going to go on some kind of run to get in. But
based on what, though? They're 5-5. They've been this team all year, and they've been healthy now for a couple of games. Right, that excuse is out the window.
Look at their schedule, though. You don't think they could beat the Colts at home?
I mean, they could.
Put it this way. If they lose to the Colts at home, they're not going to the playoffs. And the damage has been done now. They have to win this game. So I think that they will.
You have the rest of the schedule
up? Yeah, I got it. Right,
I've got the standings in terms of the wild card. You hit me with their schedule first, though. What do we got?
Home against the Colts.
Flip a coin.
At Dallas.
Should win, but I don't know.
Home against the Texans.
Should win, but
home against the Chargers.
I should win.
At Titans.
Will win.
Home against the Broncos.
Who knows?
At Raiders. Let's see. Should win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I think they got at least 5, maybe 6 wins.
Okay, so even if they do get to 10.
I mean, they lost to a good football team on the road. That's nothing to be. I didn't think they were going to win that game. So I like Denver in that spot. Now, if you ask me, do I think Denver's going to beat them there? Probably not. I think it could be a field goal game either way. I think the Chargers, the Chiefs are better than the Colts. I think they're better than the Cowboys. They're better than the Texans.
Yeah, but hold on, Sal.
Yeah.
They might be better than the Colts, but they're not going to win as many games as the Colts. See, here's the problem.
Or the Broncos. Or,
well, 100%. The Chiefs are not going to win the AFC West. That's a wrap.
Right.
They're not going to win the division, right? So you got Denver at 9-2.
Costos already texted me conceding that, by the way,
yesterday.
Yes, after the game.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't want to take any victories yet. 3 games in a loss column there, so
you're in good shape. You're going to win that. So Denver's got 9. The Pats have 9. The Colts have 8. And then, you know, all right, somebody's got to win the AFC North. So even though that's not going to be a gaudy win total, the Steelers right now lead the way at 6-4. But they're going to be somebody's going to be a playoff team for the North. Maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Ravens, who are 5-5 and red hot. The Bills have 7 wins. So do the Chargers. I mean, I'm telling, there is a chance. And I'd have to say at this point that it's fairly good chance that the Chiefs don't get to the playoffs.
I would bet that both Kansas City and Baltimore get in. I would take Houston and Jacksonville out. And I think that there is a better chance that Baltimore either wins that division or the Chargers come off as well.
Imagine if the Chargers beat a team they were probably supposed to beat yesterday, and instead of being 7-3, they're 8. They have 8 wins.
Yeah, well, that would be a difference.
Well,
we know Denver's not going anywhere. New England's not going anywhere.
No.
And Indianapolis, it's going to be hard to fall off to the point where you would expect them out of the division.
I agree with that. And the Bills, you know, they're gonna win the 11 games.
Those are 3 division winners. Pittsburgh at 6-4. And potentially without Rodgers here,
mm-hmm.
Baltimore's better.
Well, think about this. Now, even if you're right, you might be. I mean, the Ravens look very mm-hmm. good.
And
they won 4 straight.
Now that would mean Kansas City has to be better than the Texans, Jaguars, and Steelers to get in. Even if I put the Chargers in, 7 teams make it in each league, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now it's 7, right?
Keep,
it was 6.
Yeah,
every year it changes.
No, I think it's 7. So, yeah. Well, so I would then say even – I still think the Chiefs will finish with a better record than the Chargers. I'm disappointed in the Chargers.
So am I. Yesterday's a really good. I mean, God, that was gross. But even before yesterday, they were playing very. They lost to the Giants. They were playing very inconsistent. All right, so I do this a lot with the Yanks and the Mets. I'm going to hit you with some playoff probabilities, postseason projection. You ready?
Yeah.
Right now, the Patriots 98.6%, mm-hmm. Buffalo 90.8%. The Steelers are 57. The Ravens have slightly more at 60. You've got the Colts at 96%. Jacksonville at 60. And then you get to the AFC West, Denver, 98% chance to win to be a playoff team and a 78% chance to win the division. And the Chargers.
Only 78 to win
the division. Yeah. And the Chargers have a 60% postseason probability, which is more than the Chiefs. And the Chargers also have a 3% percentage point higher to win the division. The Chiefs. Percentage to win is 9.7 to win the division.
And
below 60% for the playoffs.
Okay.
57.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
at the very least, it's in peril. Like, I'm not going to say they're absolutely, but to think that the Chiefs are a lock when they're 5-5 and they've been confounding all year.
All right.
Hey, they're not the same team.
Well, nobody's saying they're a lock, but I would bet right now that they will make the playoffs.
I think I'd go the other way.
Wow.
I do.
That they wouldn't make it?
I think I'd go the other way. I think I'd have to go the other way. See, I don't have the Chargers.
Chiefs-Broncos Christmas Day, by the way, is going to end. Who knows if the Chiefs are even going to be in it by then, but
yep.
That's the primetime game, 8:15 Christmas Day, Chiefs and Broncos. You get the Chiefs on NBC on the 7th against the Texans. Chiefs-Chargers 12-4. I like the fact, see, to me, this adds drama. This matchup, this upcoming week against the Colts, that's a big game.
Now, yes,
Chiefs,
it is.
Chiefs are in a spot where they've been the team for so many years, and now they have to win these games against pretty good teams.
What, 7 or 8 straight divisions? It's an interesting change of the guard. Is it permanent? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if the Chiefs go 9-8 and they just miss out, does that mean that the Mahomes era of dominance is or greatness is completely over? No, but they got to retool a little bit. I mean, they just have not looked right since week one. They haven't.
WFAN NFL Football powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.